Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Across from me is Mr. Joe McGranahan. He's got quite the resume. Wait till you hear this. This is crazy. He's mayor of Shamokin Dam. He's on the Pennsylvania Bar Association Judicial Review Committee, the Investigative Division. He's the CSVT Task Force Chair. He's a Pennsylvania Association of Broadcaster Hall of Fame member. He's a veteran former member of the Pennsylvania Emergency Communications Committee. He is the Vice President of the State Mayors Association. But to this very day, and in with increasing importance, his favorite title is...
Papa
at the dinner table. So, yes, that's what his grandchildren call him. How does it sound when not Logan, the other good boy, what's his
Jordan.
Name? Jordan. How does he sound nowadays?
Well, he doesn't say Papa yet. But
still
he's,
not verbalizing.
He's good Mama and Dada. He's pretty good with those, and he
we'll
can say a few other words.
Okay, well, super.
But Friday night, we got to take our grandson Logan out to dinner, and he wanted to go to BJ's, one of our great sponsors here.
Mm-hmm.
Always said the kid's got champagne taste.
Did he want a great big steak?
No, he didn't ever order a great big steak. He's a chicken nugget fan.
I always go there and order the $50 steak just to irritate my lovely bride. But, hey, it's delicious. What can you say?
Oh, I bet it is.
It's incomparable. It's incomparable. All right, so this is the cast of characters in the studio. On the other side of the glass at the producer's table, a man who has put the camp in summer camp, Mr. Chad Hershberger.
Good morning.
Welcome
morning,
aboard.
Chad.
What's that?
I said, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good to be here. It's been a while since I've been in the producer chair for the show.
Oh, I do appreciate it. Now, you are the director of Camp Mount Luther, but you are busy now. You will go back to the office after this and...
No, I actually have some time off for the holidays. So.
Oh, do you? Okay. Like 3 weeks comes to mind?
Yeah, that's actually right.
Okay, well, good for you.
That sounds like fun, having 3 weeks off.
Well, see, they're what, 20-hour days in the summer.
Yeah, right. This is my reward for those long days in the summer.
Okay. Right, and Camp Mount Luther is getting ready to do reach out to churches, because I know our church has that on their agenda.
Yep. And we're actually, I'll put in a plug, on the 29th of December, we're doing our summer brochure release party. So we are going to be unveiling our summer programs, an event at camp from 2 to 4 that afternoon.
Oh. So. Sounds like quite the festive event.
Yes. Summer staff from last year will be there to...
Is there meatloaf?
No.
Mark always says Lutherans have a lot of meatloaf.
Some refreshments, but not meatloaf.
No, okay. Meatloaf. Oh, well, I ain't coming.
Cookies and...
Lutherans, it's
veggies.
Meatloaf. At Catholics, it's spaghetti or lasagna.
Lasagna, yeah, especially. We'll bring a stack of brochures out here. We'll put them in the front office in case folks want them. And campmountluther.org is a great website to know. But Chad Hershberger is our producer today, so we very, very much appreciate him coming in. That means that Mr. Rob Center has the day off, so I hope he's relaxing today. And whatever his lovely bride has in store for him, I hope they enjoy it today. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at Sunbury. Motors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Very much would love to hear from everybody today through those venues. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. in terms of possible topics. We have an impeachment that is impending. Rules discussion is tomorrow, then impeachment vote scheduled for Wednesday. There's a series of big votes in the House. So one criticism of the House lately, and I think is a very valid criticism, is that they haven't done anything but impeachment, but they are ready for four big votes today, keeping the nation going. I think there's a defense package in there, or maybe that's just part of the nation's budget. And the USMCA is up for a vote this week, plus impeachment's up for a vote this week. So, like the State House, they always do a flurry of activity at the very end.
Yes, now Chuck Schumer is coming out and say, I'm writing a letter to Mitch McConnell with advice on how to organize the trial. And, you know, he certainly wants to have a fair proceeding. Now, if I were a Republican president, I would trust Chuck Schumer to organize a fair proceeding for me.
Now, don't you think Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are both caricatures of what good leaders could be? I mean, I agree with you that, I it's like when I try to offer advice to my lovely bride. She's like, no, I think we got this one, honey. But so that's what Mitch is going to say. But don't you think Mitch is the same way? I mean, he's just as bombastic and...
But we are accent. He has an accent.
Yeah, ill-timed information and wrong.
Well, Schumer has an accent, too. So.
You know, wrong era of representation in the Senate. And I don't know. But don't you see them as part and parcel?
Well, they are similar in their leadership styles. I will concede that point to you.
Or
but
lack,
I would not trust Chuck Schumer to be impartial and part and nonpartisan in this.
Yes,
not at all.
We'd like, in case you,
know, you
need my advice, expedite this, get the vote done fast, and convict. Thank
and the
you
Democrats
very much.
Are all up in arms because Mitch has announced that he's working with the White House Counsel's Office. But that's the same thing that they did with Mr. Clinton. He worked with his leadership
sure
in the Senate, worked with the White House Counsel's Office. I don't see any problem with it. Yeah, the more I read the book Impeached that I told you I was reading about Andrew Johnson,
right,
the more I realize this is the same thing. But from 1868, moved to 2019.
And Johnson's impeachment was just
political.
Just
it
political.
Was,
same thing. Okay.
But it was based on a law he supposedly broke, which was the Tenure of Office Act. So in this case, they're accusing Trump of abuse of power. But, you know, it's exactly the same, highly partisan. The only difference here is that no Democrats voted against Johnson and no Republicans voted for him. Here, there are some Democrats voting for President Trump. That's the only difference. Otherwise, it's purely a partisan political process.
Well, those Democrats are individuals who say the president may have done a quid pro quo, but it hasn't been proven. And I think this isn't the kind of a case where you end up with a direct proof. You know, I happen to believe that the president was very interested in the quid pro quo, and but I have always said all along, I don't really see it as impeachment. Censure, maybe, some other scolding. If possible.
Oh, that would be good. I scold.
Well, you know.
I move we scold the President of the United States.
But you can make things difficult for the President. As
well, they are doing that anyway.
Part of a censure. So, I don't know. I just, you know, to do all of this way. And the President, strangely enough, had some wisdom over the weekend, or maybe it was Friday, when he said, okay, watch out. You know, the next, and everybody has said this, the next president who might be a Democrat might face a Republican House, and guess what? It's going to get impeached for something for which there is not empirical direct evidence.
Well, bear in mind that the two impeachments that we've actually had before actually were Republicans impeaching Democratic presidents. So maybe you could look at this as the Democrats getting revenge.
Well, I don't know. President Clinton did lie to under oath.
Although and President Johnson did violate the Tenure of Office Act, which was later found to be unconstitutional.
And when President Clinton was impeached, what did he lie about?
Having sex with Monica
Lewinsky. The relationship, okay.
He lied under oath.
So that didn't directly impact the country, per se. Not that that's a mitigating factor. I'm not saying
well,
that
when
you're under
oath. Well,
one person
at the time said everybody lies about sex.
Oh.
So that's okay. If
Who
he had lied
that?
About national defense, that would be different. But lying about having sex with someone, that's another issue.
Well, I think the perceived quid pro quo on the part of the government, that's very nasty because that would impact the election. And it would really put the president, you know, just again, I've done this a couple times with no success. Let's just stipulate that the president did do this. That would make him subject to blackmail by the president of the Ukraine, which would be a horrible situation. situation to have, you know, the Ukrainian president could say, look, I need another $600 billion in aid, or I'm going to be the whistleblower.
But if they know anything about the United States, they know the president just can't dole out money without congressional approval.
Well, but he can somehow make something happen. Look at all the many things he's been able to accomplish through executive orders. Whether you like all of these topics or not,
right.
One of his great ways to get things done.
But I think the president here has not done anything that, in my opinion, again, rises to the level of an impeachable offense. You know, there is no a real smoking gun. There is no evidence of him, no recording of him saying, listen, this is what I want or you don't get the money, which would be direct positive evidence that he did commit a crime.
Right. Or better yet, put it in an email
and
or
cable. The people who were on that call never said he used the word demand, or never made a demand, never used the word or anything that indicated that this is something that if I don't get it, bad things are going to happen.
Well, but we made it obvious that investigating the Bidens is noteworthy, and your money's held up and will continue to be so for the foreseeable future, but... Then, of course, the whistleblower came forward, and so did some other people. I think the president's people immediately said, look, you know, I know that you're withholding this aid until you get something, or at least verbally connecting the two. You cannot do that. And by then, of course, the die was cast.
But he says his intent wasn't to pressure them into doing something. It was asking them to look into such a situation he believed merited an investigation. So who's to say whether he was right or wrong? If he had actually tied it to the money, if he had come right out and said, hey, you don't get the money if I don't get this investigation.
Well, who was it that said that he wanted he didn't really care if there was an investigation.
But all I care about is the big stuff.
Well, no, he wanted a public pronouncement that there was
just an announcement of an investigation.
Who called? Somebody called attention to that.
Well, I think whistleblower did.
Okay. So maybe that was somebody. Yeah, somebody has added that to their remarks, that the president wasn't really interested in the investigation, just that they would go to a microphone and say there was an investigation so that clip
but
could
see,
be
I don't understand what that would have gained him, because sooner or later people would have said, well, whatever happened to this investigation they announced?
Well, I don't think it would have been a big game changer in next year's election, but it would just be another arrow in the quiver of President Trump if he were to face
to
Joe
what
Biden.
End? Well, what if Joe Biden isn't the nominee? What would
well,
he
then,
gain?
Then that arrow gets unshot.
I mean, why would you put all your eggs into that basket, assuming that Joe Biden...
I don't think the president considers all of his eggs as being significant. I think he just thinks, look, over the course of the 2 years, I'm running for re-election, I'm going to keep holding rallies, I'm going to keep doing executive orders that I think put me in a position to get re-elected, I'm going to keep manipulating aid however I can so that any other political rivals that I may have next year that I'll have an arrow in, just one little arrow in the quiver against them. I don't think he thought, oh my gosh, this is it, Biden's the nominee, this is going to fix the election. I think he just thought that this is something he could do and it could help him.
Did you see that in a poll released, I think, over the weekend, that Hillary Clinton is actually ahead of Joe Biden among Democrats who think she would be a better candidate?
Oh. Well, that doesn't...
You think we want to go that
way? I'm in the same boat. I am not a big Joe Biden supporter. Any one of the Democratic candidates would make a fine president, better than our current president. But at the same time, I'm just not big on Joe Biden. And he is... What shall we say? Gaffes, I guess. He's a walking, not a gaffe. What do they call it?
A gaffe machine.
Yeah, slip up. His misconnecting things, which is very common when you have a lot of information in your head. He's a little bit older. Maybe that is a factor. I'm not saying that he's too old to be president. We've had older presidents. But I think he's just not my choice. That's
okay.
All.
Well, you've made that abundantly clear.
Heavy sigh. Are you okay, buddy?
I'm waiting for you to take the phone call from Mike in Bloomsburg. You're on the mark.
Mike's going to be the last caller before a quickie break, but he's got the floor. Good morning, sir. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. I don't propose to be an expert on anything, but I just want to say my feelings are that the media is totally slanted against Donald Trump. And I want to use a little tidbit of evidence. As you know, Great Britain had a vote, and they basically kicked out the socialists over there. And an interesting thing happened. I own a little bit of PPL stock from the day that I used to work for them. and I watch it every day, you know, like an old timer does, and I want to know what's happening with it. Well, the day after the election, when all the votes were counted, PPL stock was the highest gainer in the S&P 500. It went up over 6%. And it's been my experience, when a stock makes a big move, there's always news reports as to why that happened, especially if it's an anomaly. If it's a company that does make big moves, then it's, you know, that's understood. But when PPL is the biggest mover in the S&P 500, there's always articles, things written why it happened. Well, in this particular case, I searched all day on and off, Googling every way I could, and I couldn't find out a reason for it. Until I finally talked to somebody who still has experience with that corporation and understands what's going on in Great Britain. And basically, he told me was, when the socialists were kicked out of Great Britain, that took the pressure off of PPL, because PPL owns a lot of businesses over there that sell electricity. And when the socialists, they were in favor of nationalizing those companies, so that was pushing the price of PPL stock down. And then when the socialists were kicked out, the PPL just shot up. So to me, the United States media did not want to report anything positive that happens when socialists are kicked out, because here in our country, we're having a bunch of Democrats that are acting like socialists running for president to try to oppose Donald Trump. So it just doesn't fit the narrative that socialists ain't that great. So I just really am opposed to this impeachment, because I don't think it's fair. I don't think he committed any crimes. And I think he has the whole media trying to brainwash people into thinking that he did something, because most people, I mean, I'll tell you what, I have a lot of friends that I talk to and ask them about that, and I can hardly find anyone that's really paying attention to this other than, you know, what they hear here and there on the news that Trump did this or Trump did that. So I don't think it's a fair process, and I don't think the media is treating it fairly. They're all pretty much all against Trump, and I used as a little piece of evidence that the media even refused to report a little bit of positive information about the stock price of one of our companies here that a lot of people own the stock of.
Not only that, but over the weekend, James Comey was on Fox with Chris Wallace, and basically Wallace nailed him, and he had to admit he made mistakes. But this morning, Fox News was the only one that covered that. There was nothing on MSNBC and nothing on CNN.
CBS Radio had it. I don't know if they carried it on the network or on TV.
I didn't see it on MSNBC or on CNN.
Yeah, talking about the shortcomings was on. We're on CBS.
I mean, Wallace nailed him
exactly,
to the wall.
Joe. Joe, what you just pointed out there, the Horowitz report, all the mainstream media said there was no bias in trying to get the investigation going. But if you look at the executive summary of that particular report, it's endless on all the things that the FBI violated and did wrong. And none of that's being reported. I mean, it's a steady stream of, they call it mistakes, but they weren't, let's face it, they weren't mistakes. They were done, in my mind, they were done on purpose to try to corner Trump.
Yeah. And do you think that if, let's suppose we had a media that, let's keep our existing media, and if the vote in Britain had somehow inadvertently or, you know, direct connectedly helped, or I mean, I'm sorry, hurt individual stocks, like a PPL stock, if that had hurt the stock, do you think that would have been widely reported?
So what you're saying, if the socialists would have won and the PPL stock would have cratered?
Well, or if some other circuitous route had come about that would make the stock less valuable. You know, if a stock in the U.S. plummeted in part because of the vote, do you think they would have tied that to either the president or... would they have reported, if the news were the opposite, would they have reported it, I guess?
Oh, I think, yes, definitely, without a doubt. They would have loved to hang that around.
And tied it to the president. Yeah, the president's candidate leading to the plummeting of PPL's stock. I can see it now.
It's like that saying, everybody's saying, Trump said, hey, we want you to get Hillary's emails, okay? That's not what he said. At that particular time, he made that as a joke. And number one, Most of the people in the United States that are in the know, they figured that at least five countries had the technology, and they had all her emails, okay? The ones that she was allowed to delete that you or I would never have been allowed to delete before we turned our server over to the FBI. And he was not only joking to mock her, he was mocking the FBI, which many of his supporters, like myself, already felt that they were not doing their job properly, and that they, at the time they were working, the FBI was working against Trump. So, you know what? I think the entire media isn't doing their job right now. And right now, I think that's the biggest thing that Trump has to fear, the onslaught of the negative media going against him. Because, let's face it, the people on the right, like me, we're not changing our mind. The people on the left, they're not changing their mind. But the people in the middle, which sometimes I refer to as the malleable middle, those people are hearing all this stuff, and it's all negative. And I think that's what's hurting Trump the most.
Noted. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call.
And then, ironically, today a Fox News poll came out that showed that, according to them, 50% of the American people favor impeaching Trump and removing him from office.
Wow.
But other polls are not showing that.
Number.
Other polls are not showing that.
Well, I think people probably see this as a means to an end. They know how divisive the president is. So they may not be, fully on board with the Ukrainian debacle, but this will be one way to reset the clock, to get rid of him. So without waiting for the election. Then you get Mike Pence, probably, I would think, would have pretty decent popularity numbers. He's not sort of extreme one way or another.
Well, the ironic
thing, he's ultra-conservative.
Going back to President, I know you got to take a break. Going back to President Johnson, they were concerned that, he would not get the, he would try to get the nomination of the Democratic Party, but he didn't. He's tried to get another party started and get their nomination, and that didn't even work out. So, maybe, he was tarnished by this because he created his own problems, and President Trump, to a certain extent, has created his own problems. So it'll be fascinating to see whether or not somebody, let's say he escapes impeachment entirely, someone may challenge him in the Republican Party.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's our toll-free line, so give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. We have other things we can discuss today. Hallmark Channel's back in the news with commercials.
And the rats leaving the sinking ship, the congressman from New Jersey, who's going to switch to the Republican Party.
Okay. That's one way to word it. And we have two military academies flashing their hate symbols at a football game. All right. So we'll be talking about that, too. But we invite you to join the conversation. 1-800-795-9565. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got a couple of minutes left before the top of the hour. Bobby D., you are on the mark.
Yes, good morning, and I'm going to say happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone, and to congratulate WKOK on keeping the Talk to Santa program on the air, and it's a Christmas tradition that my own family, my own sisters were on back in the 1950s that I dubbed over from a 78 record. And of course, yours truly was involved in the, I'm going to say, the production of the program and that. But I get a lot of positive response and feedback of the Santa Claus program. So thank you very much.
You betcha, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Yep, thank you. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Joey, you got a text. We talked impeachment,
yes,
and that fired up Stan.
He says, yes, Mark, the Democrats are using impeachment as a means to an end. That end is the disenfranchisement of 63 million voters, starting with their treasonous ongoing coup attempt that started with the Democrats' collusion with the Russians.
Oh, brother.
There's somebody who's got it right.
Oh, okay. My God, you got to be kidding me. Dennis, we're getting close to the top of the hour, but you do have a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling up about this thing with Donald Trump, and in my opinion, Donald Trump is an excellent president, even pulled the China deal. And the only trouble we have in this country is Nancy Pelosi. Their arrogance, their threats to the people, saying anybody messing with me, and I'll use my political might to destroy you, which tells me she's been doing it for 50 years. And she doesn't seem to care about white Americans at all. She's made a lot of comments about us. And as a white person, I think it's wrong. I'm very fair to all people, and I think people should be treated equal all around.
What does
she
do?
I think she's still caring about the money she's spending, you know, people's money, millions of dollars being wasted on a witch hunt, on a good man. And I would like to see her try to fill his shoes because she couldn't come close. And I think she should keep her threats because the people of this country aren't behind her. We don't like her, and we will never like her. And we think she should resign and go into a retirement home where she belongs.
Well, not everybody.
And I tried to knock the lady, but she makes threats to people. And I'll tell you what, we can't stand her.
Well, yeah, that's
we
true.
Want her out.
There's quite a
we
few.
Do not want, and the Democratic Party, I'll tell you what, I'd rather have a dead rat than the Democratic Party. Because I don't like the Democrats, I'll be honest.
I got you.
And I'm not trying to be insulting, but what they're doing to this country is a disgrace.
All right. We got
as a veteran of Vietnam, I'm curious with it.
Well, thank you for your service. I will say that much. Thank you so much, Dennis.
I think you should watch our words.
And you get more time. You get another minute if you call back after the news.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. I disagree with absolutely every word he just said. But
I don't.
Not the part where I said thank you for your service. So we do appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a quickie break for the CBS News. We'll have some brief local headlines. We'll reopen the phones. We got lots to talk about on Monday. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Eminence Front by The Who. You don't just love this music?
Is that who that is?
Oh, brother.
Well, I thought it was from some service we bought.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we bought Roger Daltrey, and though we bring them in every couple of weeks, and they make new jingles for us and things. So, yeah, that's what happened.
Well, I know this is a big budget operation we've got here.
Yep, nope, yep. Do you even know who Roger Daltrey is? On the Mark.
Yeah, he's a musician.
You see. Which band?
The Roger Daltrey Band.
Oh, brother. All right. What was, did a famous rock opera that you enjoyed?
Tommy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
See?
So he must be for The Who.
Oh, you're just playing dumb. You're not. Okay.
Someone once asked if I was a jerk or if I just played one on the radio. You remember that email?
Well, remember, I'm nothing.
I know, and I'm a jerk.
Joe's great. Well, the same guy said, though, that you're great and I'm nothing. So that's, well, I guess here we are.
Yes, here we are.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free line. Feel free to give us a buzz. We did start out talking about impeachment, and we can wrap up that conversation. We certainly don't have to dwell on that all day. We also have some hand symbols being shown by soldiers at the Army-Navy game.
Or not so, by soldiers, by sailors. The cadets and the cadets and the midshipmen.
So they're not quite any of those. So they're potential sailors. And nonetheless, that's in the news. We also have Hallmark.
I understand now thumbs up is considered racist.
Oh, no. I hope
so
not.
So okay is up, thumbs up.
Thumbs up is bad. I use that all the time.
This morning on CNN, they said, CNN has decided not to show you the video of these alleged offenses.
of the okay sign.
I mean, it's not like they were giving you the middle finger. They were actually just, I don't know what they were doing because CNN wouldn't show it.
All right. You're going to find this video hilarious.
You have the video?
No. I haven't seen the picture. I've only heard about the controversy. But in any event, okay, so we have that. We also have Hallmark Channel wisely choosing to show two lesbians getting married as part of the Zola ads. Now, Zola's pulled the ads, so I guess what now they're going to go back on the air? Hallmark Channel is just a wonderful channel this time of year. I'm surprised they really wanted to rock the boat in any way, but I haven't watched a Hallmark movie in almost 12 hours, but hopefully.
I see you're in touch with your feminine side again.
I know. I watch Hallmark all year round. I just think it's great. It's one of the best channels on TV. All right, but that's another topic. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Or you can use the Text Connect system. Do what thousands of people have done. That's sign up for WKOK Text Connect. It's our method of contacting you via text message whenever there is a breaking national or local story, weather warnings, and not just a watch, like we have a winter weather watch in effect now, but a weather warning where it typically involves a significant change in the weather, like a flood warning or a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning. Now, these are the kind of things that we would automatically use for Text Connect, and it is two-way communication, meaning you can send us a message. So show. You can do as Stan has done a couple of times. We've got some other texters that send us message, and we can see it on the screen here. Or you can text our newsroom anytime. Just send a text to the 70236 number. So please sign up at WKOK.com. We don't sell your number, even though Joe's he's like up to 8 peanut butter pies to try to get this number so he can sell the lists online. Not for sale. We don't send you any advertising or sponsorship. It's just an opportunity for us to keep in touch.
I might go to 10. 10 pies.
You can go to 20. If you throw in a Coke and a cream in there, I'm going to start to break, though.
And a lemon sponge?
Just stick with the Coke. One coconut cream pie per month, and we're going to have to talk.
Okay.
Police are investigating a hit-and-run in Beavertown. They say a pickup truck hit a woman. The incident happened around 8:30 p.m. Saturday in the 100 block of Market Street, which is Route 522. A 27-year-old woman was getting a child out of a vehicle, and police say the woman was hit by an eastbound truck. Officers say the driver of the truck did not stay at the scene. The truck, a white Ford F-150 pickup truck, has damage to the right front and is now missing the passenger side mirror. Middleburg police are doing the investigation. They ask anyone with information to contact them at 837-0321. North Shore Railroad busy these days, pulling trains carrying Santa Claus, and now a gift of sort is coming to the railroad. The state announced, and North Shore detailed, an $800,000 grant to build a new rail transloading site in Point Township, Northumberland County. Further details about the site and its precise location aren't out yet, but North Shore says the work will help create 10 to 15 new jobs, not just with North Shore, but with other companies that will thrive in a greater way with the new transloading site handy. What is transloading? Well, I had to look it up, but farther down in the release it says it's the offloading of items from rail to trucks or from trucks to rail. And those kinds of sidings, we have one, you can do that before Herndon on the right-hand side there. You can see there's a transloading site there. So $800,000 to get North Shores cooking. LaSalle University has placed its women's soccer team on disciplinary probation through the end of the year, including restrictions on competition for the spring season, following an investigation that revealed what it called nonviolent power differential hazing. The Philadelphia University says no action will be taken against any individual, but a workshop on respect and bystander intervention will be required for all team members, as well as participation in community service. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported that a freshman recruit alleged hazing, such as initiation games, in which she said freshmen had soccer balls kicked at them from all directions.
Oh, my heavens, that's terrible.
Well, for a soccer player, that almost sounds like some kind of good training. But anyway, finally, officials at two military academies say the schools are looking into hand signs flashed by students during the Army-Navy game in Philadelphia. Of course, President Trump was there, and that game was on WKOK over the weekend and WKOK.com. This hand sign is associated with white power. Officials tell the Wall Street Journal that cadets at West Point and Midshipmen at the Naval Academy in the stands both appeared to display the sign during Saturday's broadcast. Spokespeople say school officials are trying to determine what the hand signals were meant to convey. The hand sign is similar to the one often used to indicate okay, but the Anti-Defamation League says it's been used lately as an extremist meme.
What's the difference? You're saying it's similar to. How is it dissimilar?
Well, you have ill intent if you're using it as the white power universal
symbol. Well,
then symbol.
Intent isn't a difference that you can quantify and identify.
But you had said that if the cadets would hold up that symbol, or no, if the upperclassmen would hold up that symbol and an underclassman looked at it, he'd get his arm punched or something? Did you say that?
No,
or was
I didn't
it,
oh,
that
say
was
that
in a different feature. Okay. Well, apparently it has also been used in the past as a hazing thing where an upperclassman shows that symbol, I mean the okay symbol, not the white power part, but would show that hand sign, and then underclassmen have to avert their eyes, and if they cast their eyes upon it, they get punched in the arm.
Well, you know, Native Americans used the swastika for many years in their symbolic
right, so
materials.
Hitler didn't invent that.
No, he didn't invent it. He just usurped it. So are we going to allow people to take everything from us? The okay hand sign can't be used anymore. Thumbs up is now as
that
bad
is
as the
true.
Middle finger.
The thumbs up is fine.
Oh, no. I think this is part of what
no,
they were doing.
No.
Well, I mean, if I go to you, okay.
I mean, okay is bad enough, but thumbs up is safe.
It's just a no, and then three fingers in the air. How is that a hate symbol?
I don't know. People text me thumbs up all the time.
Do they? Well, okay,
That's how you acknowledge without saying more words.
Okay, it's
you
okay.
Acknowledge that. Well, yeah, so that you acknowledge the message.
But isn't the hand signal the same thing? It's saying, okay.
Okay.
I can't see across the room. If you said to me, Joe, will you go over to the newsroom and pick up my copy? And instead of answering you, I went like that. Would I be flashing you a white power symbol?
So what should we do? This is a terrible for
we
instance.
We should toughen up a little bit and just, you know, if let's take it back. If the white nationalists are using it, let's take it back from them.
Okay.
Let's make it a symbol again to just say everything's okay
and I'm
happy.
Instead of rolling over, take it back.
Right.
Well, that seems terribly assertive. 1-800-795-9565.
What if people started deciding, and I'm a Catholic, what if people started deciding that blessing yourself was a white power symbol?
What, the sign of the cross?
Yeah, the sign of the cross. And so now
a white power symbol.
The Southern Poverty Leadership Council is going to declare that a racial insensitive act.
Oh, geez, you guys have all kinds of symbols. Your cross and your forehead and your lips and your hearts and you're leaning in and stuff.
So, right. I mean,
at worship where you lean in when you're talking about Mary? Okay.
No, I haven't heard that one.
Yes, you do.
No, I haven't.
You bow forward when you're doing part of your confession.
Oh, well, that's in the Mass. The Creed.
Okay.
When we get to the part where he came down from heaven, was crucified, and then we nod in respect.
But you don't lean forward?
Well, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah,
you bow down,
which
involves leaning forward.
You
but
do
suppose
that.
Somebody decided that was a racist act.
All right. I mean, it could happen.
In this world, it certainly could.
Could happen.
What do you Lutherans do that could be considered? Suppose someone decided eating meatloaf was a crime.
We do the sign of the cross.
Okay.
Yes, the pastor distributes it, and we respond with the same. And, of course, we have...
It's white power. That's what it is. It's white power. We're going to start that rumor here today. Blessing yourself is white power.
Okay. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dale, you're on the mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about a scary subject, which is pensions. I mean, right now that, the only way to offset state pensions is raising taxes. Okay, so right now, this year, last year, and next year, there's going to be a significant amount of people retiring. And then they're going to have to address the pensions. Well, people are retiring and they're only getting probably 40% of the money that they were promised. So I'm just wondering, is Trump crazy or is he brave? Because I wouldn't even want to be president. I wouldn't even want. This is a hairy time in our country right now. I mean,
well, he's the chosen one. He didn't really choose to be president.
I mean,
he was chosen.
I mean, the real president, the guy who they wanted to be president right now is in jail, and then Trump stepped forward. I mean, because it was Bernie Madoff they were trying to make president, and he refused it. So I don't know, stock market where everybody's pensions are, I mean, it's bloviated. So basically it's plain and simple, it's a Ponzi scheme. The ones on top get paid and the ones on the bottom fall. But I'm just wondering, I think socialism is the only way it's going to work. I mean, we're going to have a very, very hard fall if we don't induce socialism. I mean, I don't really care for socialism, but I don't see how it's sustainable. Because in 1917, when they made the U.S. dollar, the global currency, to this today, it's worth 5 cents a dollar. It started off in 1917 worth a dollar, so it's down to 5 cents. So now you take away the bloviated market, and then you add the pension crisis to it. I feel a hard fall, but I don't know what Trump's doing. I don't understand why he won.
Yeah, we don't know either.
Well, don't worry, Dale. No one will ever elect you president. The Bar Association would oppose it.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, is he really honestly trying to be reelected? Because I think his thing ain't going to work. I mean, we have to have socialism in order to make it sustainable. I mean, unless we're going to just keep raising taxes. I mean, right now, if you move to Missouri or Utah, I mean, you're probably in good shape.
Now, you want to see larger taxes, wait till they enact socialism or try to. Then you won't be allowed to keep your money. You'll have to give it all to the state, and the state will spend it around.
No, no. Socialism says if you want to keep your money, you can.
All right, right.
That's the only way you're going to take care of small people, Joe, I mean, bring it into socialism. I mean, like it or not, it's a bad word, but, I mean, it's not about a Democratic thing or Republican thing. We're just, you know, we're caught in the pickle here. I mean,
what responsibility does the individual have? Does the individual bear any responsibility?
Yeah, well, I think you're exactly right. I think we should teach our young children today to put 20 to 25% of their pay under their bed. You don't put it in the market because...
Give me their addresses. We'll get rid of that.
Yeah, before World War II.
But if you have a fire...
You know, our grandparents saved 20 to 25% of their savings.
Under their bed.
Yeah, okay. But then after the baby boomers, the government introduced, you know, put your money into the market. You can spend. You can spend. Kept promoting spending. And so you only put, you know, put 7% of your... pay in the stock market, and look where we're at today. We're at a bloviated market, and we're on the edge, man. I'm scared for a lot of people. I think socialism is the way to go, but you know, I mean, everybody has their own opinion. But this matter is going to become a hit in the heart very soon. I think it's going to happen.
We got you, brother. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate the warning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. We better take a break.
Yeah, we need one.
We'll be right back.
"'Twas the days before Christmas, and all through the town, Sunbury Motors was where all the car deals were found. This holiday season will be filled with glee, because out in the driveway is a shiny new Ford from SMC.
At Sunbury Motors Ford, choose from over 20 new Ford Escape 4x4s with discounts up to $9,700, and they're priced as low as $23,915. Pick from over 110 new Ford trucks with savings up to $15,500, and they start as low as $26,794. Take up to $20,257 off of a lease of a 2019 Ford Fusion Energy. That's over half off. This amazing vehicle gets 103 mpg. 2019 Ford Expedition XLTs are slashed $11,550. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 72 months. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
SMC wishes you and your family a safe and joyous holiday season.
Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
Oh, you just flashed a white power symbol to the control room. I saw that.
Thumbs up.
That's now a white power symbol.
Nobody's usurping that. Sorry, buddy. That means congratulations, Chad. You're doing a wonderful job. That's all it means.
No, it meant white power. That's what it meant, Chad.
Only a few little minor things this morning.
He's over there in a white hood and everything, so he appreciates it.
Okay. That's my Santa hat.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
I understand your robe's out for cleaning.
Call us now. We're finishing up our discussion about impeachment. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We're going to read this email, but the question is, have white supremacists usurped the authority of the OK symbol? Is it now officially white power only, and that's the only person who can use it? Email, please.
All right.
Joe.
One of our emailers says, one can only wonder results of impeachment polling if media hadn't propagated the lies about the whole process. You know, the same sort of things Comey was cornered on by Chris Wallace. I think it shows a lot of folks aren't giving mainstream media the credibility that they used to. Agree with that.
Okay. Well, maybe they haven't earned it. We know that bias sinks into stories, but do you think in the past the media, like CBS News and, you know, the Charles Kuralt and Walter Cronkite days, that they worked very hard for objectivity to make sure that they were down the middle of things?
I think they were much more strict about reporting both sides of the story and trying to remain neutral than they are today. I'm sure they had opinions. I'm sure Walter Cronkite had opinions. But on the other hand, you know, today, we don't just express our opinions, we blend it into the news. It's CNN's program, A New Day in the Morning. I watch it probably now more than I do Fox News because I'm amazed at how they just assume they take everything against President Trump as the absolute gospel truth, and everything in favor of him, they slant it one way or the other. Say, well, but really, this is what's wrong here.
Right. Well, we did that on the Mark show 2 weeks ago when the jobless numbers are just fabulous now. I think 3.5% is the number.
Lowest unemployment in 50 years.
Right. But the labor participation rate, which is literally bouncing across the bottom, hasn't changed, did a downward bump, so the participation rate went down a little bit. So I said, well, folks, we're talking about the grim news about the participation rate plummeting again, even though the economy is strong. And so we got a little bit of a laugh. Not so much from you, but from other folks. So we have open lines right now, 1-800-795-9565. Joe thinks the media is biased. Dan, what's your view on this?
Well, I'd like to bring out some interesting facts that were revealed by Comey in that report he did with Chris Wallace on Sunday. It was very interesting, very revealing. Chris asked him if he used the Steele dossier to get the FISA warrants. And Comey finally had to admit that the Steele dossier was used to get the warrants for the FISA warrants. That was interesting. He really didn't want to admit that he used the fake, made-up Steele dossier paid for by the Clintons using Fusion's GPS. So he had to admit that. And, you know, here's the interesting fact. I knew all about the Steele dossier was fake. I didn't need Comey to tell me they had a conspiracy against Trump. And I didn't need anyone to tell me yesterday that Carter Page was used. He was being used by the FBI to spy on Trump in Trump Tower, because one reporter, more than one, was bringing that out, who people disparage on this program by the name of Sean Hannity. He was bringing that out over 2 years, and there's been plenty of books written, which I recommended people read one. It's been way back by Greg Jarrett on what was really going on in this conspiracy built by the FBI, he revealed about the deep state. And now it's the layers, or the onion, are finally being peeled back little by little. And by next summer, when these other reports come out, there should be some people end up in jail. There should be, because of what they did to conspire against President Trump using the Department of Justice and the FBI. So it's being peeled back, and no longer are we being called crazy conspiracy theorists, that people that knew what was going on 2-3 years ago with the railroad system to get Trump out of office and the insurance policy. So you can get some real news, but you can't always go to the main outlets to get it, because they were reporting all this time, it's a conspiracy theory made up by the right wing. Well, I'm not really right wing. I'm just right where I should have been all the years.
So you're proper.
We're not
Dan, but if you look to your left, you won't find anybody there. Or you're right, you won't find anybody there.
You know, there's plenty of people.
Mike Pence sense it.
Like, and maybe Donald Trump.
That know what's going on in this, with this trying to have Trump railroaded out of office. And by, like I said, by the next summer, we'll know a lot more. And I think more people will realize that there was a conspiracy, deep state, to get Trump out of office using the FBI. So it's quite revealing what Comey had to reveal. Chris Wallace did an excellent job. And always have to remember Chris Wallace, deep down, and different people that talk with him that know him, said he really he despises Trump. He has no time for Trump. But he was a journalist enough on Sunday to get some of this truth brought out.
Okay, we got you. Thank you so much.
Deep state. So it's really interesting time to be alive, but it's a dangerous time. And people have to know the truth, or else they'll vote for socialism, as was brought out earlier.
Okay.
If they think...
Hey, we got to run here, Dan.
All right. You guys have a great one.
You too.
Good
take care.
With you.
Yep.
Right.
Appreciate
care.
The call. 1-800-795-9565.
Two texts that have rolled in. The first one says, it's a shame Republicans in the House have made up their minds before looking at the facts and understanding the Constitution of the United States of America. Make the same argument about the Democrats when it was Bill Clinton's turn to get impeached.
They've read the Constitution.
Oh, okay.
They use the language in the Constitution.
Lying under oath, that's one. That's forgivable. But
no, they used language of from the Constitution in the Articles of Impeachment.
Well, they all use language from the Constitution in the impeachment articles. Well, otherwise, there would be no justification for the impeachment. There would be no justification for the impeachment. Another one of our texters says, the MSM is absolutely biased when over 95% of Trump news stories are negative, and they rarely say anything positive. Who would MSM be? Does he mean MSNBC?
Microsoft MSNBC.
Oh, but it says MSM.
Microsoft MSN. Yeah, maybe it's MSN.
Okay.
Is what he means. MSNBC.
That's what I thought.
But it's owned by Microsoft, so it's MSM, I believe, is
Actually, it's a joint venture between Microsoft and the National Broadcasting Company.
Is it?
Hence, MSNBC.
Gotcha.
Now, if NBC owned it, it would be NBCMS.
Would it?
It would.
Okay, so... Well, that officially backs us into a corner. So, therefore, we're going to have to take a quick break. 1-800-795-9565. We have an email left over from last week that's very poignant. So, we're going to read that on the radio. It has to do with nativity scenes and chain link fencing. So, we're going to read that on the radio. We would invite you to call us. 1-800-795-9565. I knew this, and I wasn't thinking about it. Mainstream media is MSM. MSM.
Oh, I should have realized that, too.
Right. I've seen that reference, yes.
Apologies to our texter.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And unfortunately, I can't go back and reinterpret the text. I've already...
You've already erased it.
I've already dismissed it, so to speak. But please, keep the text coming at 70236. Keep the emails coming at onthemark@wkok.com. And be the first caller in the next segment by calling us 1-800-795-9565. Should Hallmark have reinstated these commercials from Zola that show a lesbian couple getting married? Should they have done that?
Showed them kissing, actually.
Or kept those commercials off the air. What's your view?
They certainly are getting dizzy up there, spinning from one side of this to the other.
1-800-795-9565. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. One of our listeners agrees with me in this top text, Joe.
It says, Hallmark got free publicity over that commercial. It was totally wrong to take it down. It's 2020. Time to respect all lives, not divide us like Trump.
Right. I agree. I was watching this the first time when it popped up Friday, when they took it off the air. You know, they're issuing news releases saying that they're pulling it off the air rather than just pulling it off. Then Saturday came the release that there was a that it was because of a group of mothers.
One million moms.
Right.
That's a conservative group.
Who doesn't have a million members, ironically.
How do you know?
They say they have thousands of members.
And then the other group started a boycott Hallmark hashtag.
Right.
You know, so we're all forced to endure everybody's political agenda.
I'm watching this, and I thought, well, this is obviously a publicity stunt by Hallmark, as though they needed it Christmas time. They're the most watched network at Christmas time. I just love the movies all year
round.
But
will they be? In other words, their values, the movies they portray, are all pretty good values. Most of the time, aren't they? I mean,
yeah,
they don't run controversial movies.
Right. If somebody does a theft, they usually get caught. And if somebody's lying and perjuring themselves, you know, they usually
end up in the doghouse. So do they do stories about, let's say, a gay couple at Christmas time?
I have never seen a Hallmark movie about a gay couple yet. I hope they will.
You say you watch it all the time. I never watch it, so I'll have to bow to you.
I've probably seen about 24 of the movies, and I don't recall a gay couple in a Hallmark movie. But
there's actually only, like, two plots in all those movies. They have hundreds of movies, but the same thing.
Right. So what is that plot? Real quick.
I don't watch too many of them, but I saw something online. Somebody goes to some place new.
Mm-hmm.
Or they return home.
But only briefly.
And then they fall in love with somebody that they meet, and they live happily ever after. And it's...
No. Right before they live happily ever after.
There has to be some kind of problem.
Conflict,
there's a twist. Like they misinterpret an embrace by the future spouse, or they get the most magnanimous job offer in all of history.
And going to leave.
Right,
town,
at
right.
another town.
But true love conquers all, and as Chad points out, everybody lives happily ever after.
Right, and typically people who are displaying good, virtuous morals and values are the happy couple at the end, and they were the victim of somebody who was lying or stealing or cheating.
So would Zola have had an obligation? I mean, most of these places have standards departments where they decide this is the standard our network is going to adhere to, and any commercial that runs has to be submitted to the standards department for acceptance or rejection. Right?
Okay, right.
So why would they have accepted the commercial in the first place?
Why would Hallmark have... Zola made the ad.
Right.
Which, incidentally, AP's version says Zola made 6 ads, 4 of which had lesbian couples in them. There's one that's in broad circulation that shows one. But there were 6 ads, and 4, a disproportionate number, had lesbian
couples.
Well,
they're a wedding planning organization.
Right.
Maybe they view homosexual weddings as the new growth industry.
That's precisely right. That's why. So they're targeting lesbian couples who aren't utilizing Zola in sufficient numbers proportionally. So that was the goal of that. But in any event, Hallmark has standards, but you can't do a publicity stunt unless you air it a couple times and then wait for the
blowback. You think it was a publicity stunt?
Absolutely.
What do they gain by it? They're going to tick off conservatives who feel they should have stuck with their original decision to take the commercial off.
Well, it's a week before Christmas, and I think people are pretty busy, so they may not watch a Hallmark movie this week because if they have too much to do. So this puts it back top of the mind to remind people, hey, if you get a couple hours free, and as Chad has aptly pointed out, you don't have to watch one movie from beginning to end. If you watch the end of one and the beginning of another, you catch what happens.
Just different characters,
right,
different blonde leads.
Sort of different stories and so on. They supposedly have like a dozen new movies this year for Christmas.
Oh,
so.
Do they really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have been busy little beavers.
Well, I don't understand. I'm sorry, Chad, what were you going to say?
I was going to say a lot of the same actors and actresses are in the...
Oh, yeah, they only have about half a dozen actresses and half a dozen actors. But they mix them up. They come up with much, much different scenarios for each. You know, some are the farmers, some are parents, some are single dads, some are widows, some are single moms and, are widowers.
So you get to play a number of different parts if you're part of their acting troupe.
In different movies, not in the same movie. But
why not? Why not blend them all into one movie? Just have them play 6 or 7 different parts. Cut down the cost.
So, but yeah, 552 okay, on the service electric cable vision.
So what have they gained by this? I mean, you say it's a publicity stunt.
They're talked about. That's all.
They're talked about anyway this time of year.
Well, not always. This year they have not been much talked about. But if you had a free minute, now you might watch a Hallmark movie because you just want to see what it's about. Now they have a ton of commercials, so you definitely have to use your DVR to make sure. Or just, what I do is I flip between Hallmark and Lifetime and Lifetime and Hallmark and HG.
Wow, you really are in touch with your feminine side.
Well, it's great entertainment. Look, all week long, we grind on this stuff, and come the weekend, I'd like to see a happy ending. So,
you know, one of the channels is running all 456 episodes of Law & Order. Well, you might try watching that for a change.
I don't know. I'm only good for a half an episode of that.
But I just don't see the benefits to ticking off part of your audience either way. In other words, this was never an issue until they ran the commercial.
What's the old?
If they had said to Zola, listen, you know, we don't do a lot of this. We're not interested in being controversial. Can you get your message across without having a controversial theme to your commercial? That's what I would have said. I wouldn't have aired the commercial. Then when I got obviously, you know, you knew you were going to get problems with it from conservative groups. So you do that, and then you say, all right, we're going to take the ad off. And then the people who support gay marriage come along and say, hey, you took that commercial off. We're going to boycott you. And so they turn around 2 minutes later and put the commercial back on the air.
Joe,
if that's a publicity stunt, I think their publicity department needs to get a check up from the neck up.
Joe, what is the Hollywood golden rule?
Don't say anything you want to about me. Just spell my name right.
Right. Well, that's part of it. The real root of that is any publicity is good publicity. So,
but I don't think that's true in today's world.
Well, it is true. It's certainly true for Hallmark.
All right. So the 1 million moms, are they going to be happy about this?
A better phrase is better to be dissed than ignored. So better say something bad about Hallmark if you wish than to have no one talking about Hallmark at all.
Okay. Well, suppose now the 1 million moms who you say do not exactly have that number.
No, they don't have that number. It's a good name.
Suppose they start a hashtag called Boycott Hallmark.
Oh, please have at it. Our whole society has moved on from concerned about lesbian weddings, and 90% of our society would ignore that.
Because this group complained.
Well, that's fine. They're not in the group of people that embrace
there are a million
gay
of them.
Marriages, but most of us have.
They say they are.
Was that
like the Million Man March a few years ago?
Right.
There
didn't
weren't really a million men.
Didn't have a million men. All right, 1-800-795-9565.
Well, what should they have done? What would you have done if you were the head of Hallmark?
Well, just run your ads and show your shows, do your movies. I think they're going to have movies that have lesbian couples in them soon and or gay men in the films. That wouldn't hurt anything. And Hallmark movies, as Chad points out, do have a very limited plot format. So, you know, some more nuance or twist or something, it wouldn't hurt, you know, rather than just have sort of two stars that make their way through the film.
The Hallmark image is one of cleanliness, isn't it?
Right. It's pretty wholesome stuff. So,
care enough to send the very best, remember that was their motto for years.
You remember the Andy Griffith show?
I remember it well.
Well, aren't there 100 different plots that happen, but they all show that people who don't have, or people who don't comply with the laws end up in hot water, and people who do end up in a good situation?
No, that's not exactly the theme I got from the Andy Griffith show.
What did you get?
I got pure hometown values, down home, okay. Salt of the earth, Christian values, if you want to call them that, will eventually bring you out to a good end.
Okay.
You know, I never saw any real controversy. There was never a person stopped for being black by the police department. There was never, a gay wedding or marriage.
Right.
Back in those days, you couldn't even use the word pregnant on television. And if you remember, all the couples slept in twin beds.
Well, and do you know the Andy Griffith show, what the origin of all of the plots was?
Andy's upbringing and
no, that's how they fleshed it out on the TV.
Well, then I don't know.
The origin was they're all biblical stories, Of how you treat strangers, how you treat criminals, being forgiving, loving, showing grace, all of these things, they're all from biblical.
So how did Barney figure into that?
Well, he's...
I wouldn't call Barney Fife biblical.
He's Paul in the Bible. All right. But yeah,
I don't think so.
Oh, it's true. Look it up. I want you to Google right now, Andy Griffith's show based on Bible stories. All right, we're going to take a quickie break. Why don't we announce that the Sunbury Motor Company is our sole umbrella sponsor. Sunbury Motor Company, they are a family-owned dealership since 1915 on 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more at SunburyMotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They are open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2. You can find them on the web at SunburyMotors.com. Check out online specials. Build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specification. They're a master towing service for small vehicles or large trucks. And guess what? Everything you can do on Sunbury Motor Company, you can do on their website, sunburymotors.com. Well, you can't get a big tow truck there, but you can go to sunburymotors.com and call the towing service, and they'll get you squared away. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Call us on the Hallmark Channel debacle now, 1-800-795-9565. We'll be right back.
Twas the days before Christmas, and all through the town, Sunbury Motors was where all the car deals were found. This holiday season will be filled with glee, because out in the driveway is a shiny new Ford from SMC.
At Sunbury Motors Ford, choose from over 20 new Ford Escape 4x4s with discounts up to $9,700. And they're priced as low as $23,915. Pick from over 110 new Ford trucks with savings up to $15,500. And they start as low as $26,794. Take up to $20,257 off of a lease of a 2019 Ford Fusion Energy. That's over half off. This amazing vehicle gets 103 mpg. 2019 Ford Expedition XLTs are slashed $11,550. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 72 months. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
SMC wishes you and your family a safe and joyous holiday season.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. 1-800-795-9565. Two texts, two emails. Joe, go.
One of our texters says, million moms had 40,000 replies, many more gay people. And another one says, it was Clinton's fault that he lied under oath. That got him impeached. Okay. And one of our texters says...
On socialism.
You're right, on socialism. I believe socialism has become another misled, misused word by the right. We've had it for a long time. Do we enjoy military and police protection, highways, public education, libraries, and life insurance? They're all socialistic programs. Joe and Dan, are you using your Social Security? Mark. I think that's signed Mark.
Oh, I got you.
I don't think it means referring to you.
Well, I'll use Social Security in the decades ahead.
And then this is the one we didn't get to discuss. A Methodist church in Claremont, California, has a nativity scene with Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus in cages to signify the plight of kids at the border and immigration. I find this a disturbing way to honor our Savior at Christmas. Is this the state of liberal Christianity today, or an aberration brought on by an anti-Christian media? What do you guys think of this display? Lights for Liberty West? Note, you can Google the church. Signed, Duffy.
All right. No, we've seen the images. A lot of churches are delving into politics. And there was a time when
churches... If they do, should they lose their nonprofit status?
Well,
I think they should.
I don't think they should have nonprofit status in the first place.
Oh, okay. Well, so, you're tougher than I am.
But in any event, I think... How can you not... preach about or include politics in your discussion, in your discussions in church? You know, where better to apply the lessons, the biblical principles that you hear, but in real life lessons that you preach or talk about or displays that you do at church? We should keep church separated within our government, but our government should be included in our church.
A few years ago, someone dropped a crucifix into a glass of urine and called it art. I won't tell you what the name was they gave it, but it involved Christ as the second part, and the first part a rather gross reference to urine. You know, should people be offended by that?
Well, I don't know if they should be offended. I could easily see if they were.
Well, I mean, aren't there some boundaries that we should respect?
Oh, people have freedom to do whatever they want.
I doubt that
had any broad appeal. I'm sure it was brought up because of its shock value.
But the nativity scene is a reference to the Christian faith. I mean, I don't think, you know, we go through this every year.
Somebody
puts a manger on the town square and everybody's up in arms about it. But, you know, to take one, a church, and turn it into a political statement, seems to me they've lost their way with respect to what the season means.
All right. We have talked about impeachment today. We talked about the white power OK symbol. We talked about the Hallmark Channel enjoying their free publicity given to them on this very program. As I complain about the fact that it's a publicity stunt, I talked about it for 20 minutes. We talked about the news media. We're enjoying open phones. Cindy, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I want to call in defense of the Hallmark Channel. I have watched many of those movies, and I think you're being far too simplistic in describing them. Some of them deal with grief. Some of them deal with loss. Some of them deal with corporate bad faith. Some of them deal with tensions among family members that get resolved. I mean, there's a lot more to it than the trivial way it was described.
Right.
I mean,
they
flesh out the
skeleton 100 different ways, but they all have the same skeleton.
I want to hear Cindy's description of football. Go ahead, Cindy.
And this came up last year when my family was disparaging the Hallmark movies. I described football as up the field, down the field, kick the ball, throw the ball. Now, that's a pretty fair summary of football. That's, in fact, just about all it has to offer.
Okay.
And to the point now where, you know, it's I'm going to go watch up the field, down the field, and I'm going to go down the stairs and watch Hallmark.
Okay, so, right. They all have the same skeleton.
Okay,
so
well, you know, I think it's hard to peg you. I've said before you were an iconoclast, and you brought into that description. But, you know, what would you have done if you had been in charge of the Hallmark Channel and the Zola people brought you an ad showing two brides kissing at the altar? Would you have run the commercial in the first place?
I think if you're offering to sell ads, Joe, I'm surprised because you seem to be so cut and dry about this. If you're offering this in your business, right? If you're offering to sell ads on television, then and someone comes and says, "I'm going to give you whatever it is, $50,000 to run the ad," then you know, where are you with refusing to run the ad?
But we do that all the time in this business. You know, I can remember years ago there was a gentleman's club opening up down the road, and the commercial that they wanted to run here on the radio station was entirely G-rated. There was nothing at all offensive about it, and we were hard-pressed to turn it down. But if they had come in with another commercial that was really, you know, over the top and made it quite clear what services were available at this place, we would have rejected it. You know, it's the context of the commercial that determines whether or not, and the goal of your audience. In other words, who are you trying to reach? If we were trying to reach Talk to Santa people, we wouldn't run an ad for a gentleman's club in that program. So we make those kind of decisions all day long in this business.
Well, I want to say this. I can't swear that it was a Hallmark movie, but I did see a movie this Christmas season in which there was a gay couple. They were not the primary focus of the story, but they were a prominent part of the story. So I do think that there is some broader approach. Certainly I see far more minority people. This year there are several Hallmark movies that are new that star black people. So I think they are loosening up.
Well, right. And that's great. If that's
thank
what their
so
brand
much,
is,
thank
then
you.
They
thank
should
you,
they should be true to their brand. If that's what they're going to do, then that's what they should do.
Chained in members of the manger scene in the Hallmark debate continues tomorrow on Open Phones Tuesday. This is WDKOK Sunbury.